Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of LID Radio, our Insider Knowledge series. Today's Inside Knowledge comes from Eric Kosvik Ustergaard, who is a leadership advisor, a mentor, a keynote speaker, and the author of books such as Till Dot in an Orange World. The topic we're going to be covering today with Eric is how to keep your team aligned when face-to-face connections and contracts aren't possible. Thanks for joining us today, Eric, and please share with us your insider knowledge on this very timely and relevant topic.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And yes, that is very timely. I have seen so many guides on how to actually have team meetings and whatnot. And many people are in that situation where they are forced to work virtually, they're forced to work at home, not being in contact with their colleagues on a daily basis, rather than on video or on email. So how do you actually keep your team aligned when face-to-face contact isn't possible? In my world, there are two things at stake here. One is aligned on what we do, and the other thing is aligned on who we are. So let's split those two because they are different. Alignment on what we do is all about the tasks, the progress that you are making, what you are producing, any questions you have, and access to experts. And to me, that boils down to having some daily meetings online using some kind of video, some kind of online tool where you can see each other, have a check-in in the morning, just like you would do when you had a scrum meeting or have a stand-up meeting in front of the board, some kind of physical board in the morning. You will have that in the same way. So you meet and you have a visual tool, but online, and tools like that could be Trello or Jira, where you have like a visual but virtual whiteboard with some post-its on it that you can talk about what you're doing. Use that meeting to create connections, not only to solve problems, but to bring people together. So John, you had that problem, you should talk to Jill, who's the expert on that. You can take that afterwards. And then focus on success stories that you have been doing already. What did you do yesterday that was good? What did you achieve? What are your challenges for today? And who do you need to talk with to solve that challenge? So that's a focus on what you do. The other part is, how do you keep your team aligned when it comes to who you are, like your culture, your identity, your well-being, and most of all, emotions and your response to being isolated and the anxiety that might be in the tail of that? Again, it's really crucial to be available on chat, on video, like use Slack, use MS Teams, use all the social media platforms and you can have. Sign up for it, have it rolled out immediately. That also means that you need to be in good condition with your IT department. You need to talk to them on what kind of social media platform do you have already in-house, what kind of video solution do you recommend? Is it Microsoft Teams? Is it Zoom? What is it that you will actually like to recommend from an IT side of it? And make sure to share pictures of your home desk. Say good morning to everybody on the social media platform internally, or use an email thread for doing that. Take some pictures, share some pictures, and make sure to have one-on-one check-ins on a daily basis. Call people. Maybe you need to take a walk. In some areas of the world, you're isolated and you need to stay inside. But take a one-to-one phone call or check in on video on a daily basis to make sure that people are okay and to listen to their emotions. So it boils down to two things: alignment on what we do and who we are. And just to make it clear, it's okay to have different approaches to do that and different daily rhythms. Maybe you have kids at home too and other things that you need to focus on that limits your availability or varies it throughout the day. You may need to go shopping, you may need to go to the doctor, you may need to have a daily rhythm that is not what you used to do when you are at work. So make sure that you talk about that. Do not expect that your colleagues answer right away as they used to. Also, when you start doing this, make an agreement for the first week on how you do it. and then try it out and stick to the rules that you agreed on, all of you. And then at the end of that week, you evaluate and then you keep what needs to be kept and you change what needs to be changed. So that's my take on it. It's on two aspects, alignment on what you do and alignment on who you are.
You mentioned a very interesting point about different colleagues having different responsibilities, whether it be taking care of their children, other relatives in their families, having to do the shopping. And inevitably, our dynamics and our working dynamics will change as we are now all isolated in our homes. How can managers and teams adapt to these changing times? Because we are in a very uncertain and unpredictable environment where we're not all in the office, as you said, and you mentioned that interaction was most important, but how can we sustain that interaction when our working dynamics and our working schedules will be different according to each person's individual and house setup?
That's a good question. I think it starts with an open discussion as on what is actually possible for us. Do you have kids at home that you need to attend to? Do you have school work for the kids that you need to help them with? What kind of freedom or what kind of movement do you have in your daily schedule? What ties you into it, and what freedom do you have to be available for your team? So you need, first of all, an open debate about your options, how your daily life is going to look like. And secondly, you need to have an open debate on when you need to change from your agreements, because this is not going to be static. As I said, you might try something out and then during 1 day, two days, 3 days, a week, find out that you need to change your rhythm. You need to change how you are available. Do not expect everybody to have the same rhythm as they have on work normally. Do not expect them to have the presence, the availability, the speed of answering emails that you are used to. So make sure that you have some kind of slack, or that you can understand that people act differently in this time.
Going forward, in the post-crisis era, shall I call it, what do you think will be some of the crucial elements in our current team-on-team dynamics which will develop from this current situation? How do you see the nature in which organizations operate developing or potentially changing from some of the insights that we've learned now that people are now working from home and are more distant and using online communication?
Well, that's a massive question. I think several things are going to change now. First of all, inside the teams, there will be a difference when it comes to how you actually work. We just talked about that. What kind of production rhythm, what kind of availability rhythm that you will have. And then between the teams, somebody is going to move knowledge and experiences and progress between the teams. Somebody is going to close that, what I call white space between teams. That is a leadership challenge. And the third thing we're going to see is that organizations are going to take this opportunity of learning to set up some looser coupled project teams that may consist of internal and external workers, like freelancers and gig workers. So we will see organizational structures that is tied into a core structure of some workers, and then a more loosely coupled project-based organization type that consists of interim internal and interim external workers. That's the kind of mix that we're going to see.
Fantastic. And as we come to the end of our insider episode, for all our listeners listening who are in a big moment of crisis and uncertainty, what are three key things they should start doing with their teams, whether they be a manager, whether they be employee, whether they be a head of a department? What are three key things they should start on, especially given the topic of your book, and that they should use to develop and take away over the next coming weeks?
Oh, the first key thing to focus on is to set the human before the machine. Focus on people before you start focusing on business. Like when you have a video meeting in your team, instead of jumping straight to the agenda with the progress and the profit debate, focus on the people first. So people first, ask people how they're feeling, how they're doing, what their home office look like. And after that, you can start focusing on the business. Secondly, do not expect every plan to be perfect. Expect mistakes to happen. Embrace them as learning moments. Be aware of new ways of working that you need to adapt to. So that will be some of the things that I will definitely recommend people to focus on.
Thank you. And that concludes another episode of Vid Radio, our Insider Knowledge series. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us today, Eric. It's been a pleasure. Very insightful, very interesting, and as we mentioned, very timely and very important for our well-being and for the productivity of our work and our employees. Thank you to all our listeners for joining us today for another episode of LID Radio, the Inside Knowledge series. Keep an eye out on all of our social media channels for the latest episodes on more insider knowledge insights from leading experts such as Eric himself. I've been your host, Asaro, and we'll see you next time on LID Radio Podcast. Take care. Goodbye.